Midwest weather is expected to deteriorate a little bit as we move forward through the weekend, and we'll see a frequent succession of weather disturbances next week along with cooler temperatures. The end result of this is going to be a little bit more delay in farming activity across the region. The temperatures out there this morning were mostly pleasant, not too much in the way of cold weather out across the region. Most of the temperatures were running in the 40s and 50s. In fact, there was far more 50s than 40s. We had a lot of fog out this morning. A little bit of rain also was noted across southwestern parts of Michigan through portions of Indiana and a small part of both Ohio and Kentucky. And as we go through the day today, that precipitation is going to shift off to the east. Only light amounts of moisture will result, but there will still be some disruption to farming activity as a result of that. We will expect to see some additional precipitation developing in the western Corn Belt as we get out towards the weekend. Friday will likely see some precipitation occurring across parts of the region, but it is not likely to be well organized, and it will be a good day for farming activity in quite a bit of the Midwest. The exception will be in portions of Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and western Missouri, where a new storm system will likely begin to generate showers and thunderstorms. That storm system will start to shift to the east and north as we go from Friday night into the heart of the weekend, with Saturday and Sunday the wettest period for most of the Midwestern crop areas. A band of rain will work its way from southwest to northeast throughout the region as we move from Saturday into Sunday, and for several hours there will be opportunities for rain. Some of the amounts will run from 4 or 5 tenths of an inch upwards to an inch and a half. Some local totals may be getting up close to 2 inches in parts of Missouri. And there may be a couple of spots in Minnesota that do well with precipitation also. The storm system will be followed by a shot of cooler air and a reinforcing bout of rainfall that will likely evolve as we move into the early part of next week. Precipitation is not expected to be very heavy, but it will still add to the moisture problem that the Midwest is enduring. Temperatures will be cool for the first half of next week and start to moderate in the second part of the week. We'll have a few days of dry weather at that point, but as soon as the warmer air starts to flow into the region, another opportunity for rain will likely evolve. There's also a chance that we'll get a reinforcing shot of cooler weather towards the latter part of next week. The bottom line is that there will be some field work accomplished, but it's going to have to be between weather events. And with the cool weather around and slower drying rates for a while next week, it'll be difficult to see aggressive field progress take place. Our temperatures this afternoon are going to be quite fine across the Midwest. A lot of 60 and 70 degree temperatures expected. Michigan and northern Ohio may be confined to the 50s, though, because of cloud cover and light precipitation. We'll see the temperatures mostly 70s and throughout the day tomorrow. In fact, some extreme highs up around 80 degrees will be possible. As we move on out into the weekend, the showers and thunderstorms will interfere with some of the warmth, and we'll see temperatures cool down towards the first part of next week. Highs at that point will be in the 40s and 50s in the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region, while 50s and 60s occur in southern parts of the Midwest. The lowest temperatures over the next 5 to 7 days will occur early to midweek next week, when 30 and 40 degree lows are going to be common and some freezes across the northern parts of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.